USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the condo collapse near Miami Beach is rising. 10 people are dead and 151 still missing. Emergency teams have been working around the clock in a desperate search. Former Miami-Dade Fire Chief Dave Downey on the search.
We're still doing a very methodical, very deliberate search. Everything is gridded off, and teams are working various areas of what we refer to as the pile. Due to the heat and humidity, there's six squads of six.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Security checkpoints at America's airports keep getting busier. The TSA saying more than 2.6 million people were screened at airports on Sunday. Spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying that's a new record since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Over 20 million Americans who aren't used to temperatures above 100 are dealing with a record-breaking heat wave.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. But relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Athlete Gwen Berry turned her back on the U.S. flag during the national anthem at the Olympic trials. Berry claimed the anthem would be played before she took the podium and then said, "But I don't really want to talk about the anthem because it's not that important. The anthem doesn't speak for me. It never has." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden walked back the implied threat of a veto of his bipartisan infrastructure deal amid pushback from Republican lawmakers who accused him of reneging on his promise. The administration releasing a statement saying they understand why some Republicans were upset when Biden told reporters he'd only sign the $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal if Congress passes another multi-trillion dollar deal known as the American Families Plan, which was backed only by Democrats. Calvin King is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Georgia. He's also a business owner and the co-founder of Speak Georgia. Regarding this infrastructure plan, he tells CNBC.
Well, Joe, that's what I was really concerned about initially. Initially, it looked like it was an amalgamation of a whole bunch of spending. But they apparently carved out infrastructure-related items to make it $1 billion now as opposed to multiple billion dollars. But my concern still rests with the reconciliation portion. It's almost as if the Democratic Party said, okay, we're still going to push through our agenda. We're just going to split it up and do it twice. And you know, this is why it's so important to win that Senate seat, because under the reconciliation portion, which will come later, that is really just a majority of the Senate vote. There's not a supermajority that's required. So that's why it's so important.
And if everything goes according to plan, this bill should be on President Biden's desk by the end of August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.